best day today. Pretty cold. And I showed you 2 days before, last time I left the house. What was I show you first? No signs with them leaving, but they used, I showed you my first location, Sunshine, then Caroline Springs, in alignment, right? And then I showed you me coming back home using the stalkers for the fourth time straight across the road. They didn't use the Indians for the fourth time, they used the ones next door. They just moved in. See if they switch it around or double it, right? When leaving and coming home, see what happens. Let's go find out. Alright, so I'm showing you me leaving the house. They're not going to use the neighbours, and they're also not going to use the neighbours when coming back home. So they're given using the neighbours a break, and we'll see how long they give it a break for. But yeah, when leaving, that's what I'm going to show you now. They're going to use the police. Not the police, the sheriff. And they used to use the sheriff back when they let me know I was in the program back in 2017, 2018. They were using the sheriff a lot, and then they stopped using him. So you can see in the last two, three videos, I've been putting up the thumbnails of the police, right? And that's why they're showing me the sheriff. And yeah, so that's what I'm going to show you now as I'm driving out. You're going to see the sheriff being used. Just making sure I see him, that's all. And then I'm going to show you the next location, Westfield Shopping Center, showing you the stalkers doing their assignments and also police chopper. Keep watching. Hey, is it Diesel? Not Diesel. Sheriff. It's a sheriff. I used to see them all the time. They were doing assignments back when they first let me know I was in the program. It's been a while since I've seen the sheriff. Circus, right? This is Westfield Shopping Center, and they didn't use any of the neighbors when leaving, like 2 days before. They used the assignment when heading back home. But yeah, when leaving on this day, they didn't use the neighbors, but they showed me the sheriff. All right, it's been a while since they've showed me the sheriff, and they're doing assignments at the beginning of the targeting. So yeah, everyone knows where I park when I'm at this location.
Yeah. There's a handler in this car? I think it is, yeah, it's a handler. Now give me that stare, right? Not happy. Yeah, stalker's here. In the car there. Pretty good, pretty good. These are always park. Now, what happened the last time I was here? Can't remember, I put up videos every 2 days. So white car there, there's a stalker in the white car, and right in front of me. Alright, so what happens when I head back to my car?
Alright, so as you can see, handler's in the car waiting for the target to arrive, and they're going to stay in the car for a whole hour waiting for the target to head back to his car. And you're going to see how it's timed, the assignments they're going to do when I head back to my car. So stay tuned for that later on in the video when I'm showing you me heading back to my car. So yeah, keep watching now. I'm going to show you the police chopper in the distance just hovering. Keep watching.
There's a chopper just hovering. I don't know if you can see it, because when I zoom in with my spy camera sunglasses through editing, it gets pixelated.
Alright, so what I do right now is I walk in the mall and exit the mall on the other side to head to Officeworks. And you're going to see the chopper again, so it's going to change positions where you see right now, because they know where I'm heading. So it's going to head to the other side of the shopping mall. It's going to be pretty low, and that's not what I'm focusing on. I'm focusing on the stalker film and the target. So I'll play it in real time first, see if you can see the stalker film and the target, and then I'll replay it, slow it down, zoom it in, and show you the stalker actually filming the target. So yeah, keep watching. I'll show you me exiting the shopping mall on the other side, and you're going to see the chopper in a different position, right? Just making sure I can see him, right? Keep watching.
There they are now, hovering over there. They've gone around. What? Alright, so you can see the chopper hovering. I'm gonna go into Officeworks. Was he taking a picture there? I'm not too sure. I wasn't looking that way. Saw it at the last second. Don't know if he was, but through editing, I'll take a look.
Alright, so did you see the stalker filming the target? Because I was focusing on the chopper, and you can hear me saying in real time, I saw it at the last second, the stalker filming the target, but I wasn't too sure because I was focusing on the chopper. So I'm going to replay this again and just focus on the stalker filming the target, right? So you can hear me saying I wasn't too sure if the stalker was filming the target, but this is going to confirm that the stalker was filming the target, right? So yeah, keep watching and replay it again and just focus on the stalker. Keep watching. All right, so I'm replaying it again. As you can see, I'm walking out of the shopping mall. I see the chopper, and I was just focusing on the chopper. So I'm going to slow it down, zoom it in, and I'm going to try my best to stabilize the camera because I kept on moving my head fast, right? So it's pretty difficult to keep the zoom on the stalker, right? So yeah, keep watching. You can see the stalker out in the distance. He pretends he's filming something else, and you've seen that plenty of times. Just filming anything, right? So you can see that right now. He's lifting up his phone, right? Filming something else. So as you can see that there, so as the video keeps on playing, keep watching. And like I said, I'm going to try my best to stabilize the camera so you can see the stalker directing the camera at the target. So right now he can see the target, then you get to see him lifting up the camera, pointing the camera at the target. As you can see that right now, he's about to lift the camera up, point it at the target. Now zooming in again, slowing it down, and as you can clearly see, filming the target, right? You can see that there. So now I'm playing it some more, slowing it down, as you can see that there. All right. So like they showed me when I left my house, showing me the sheriff, and now they're showing me the police chopper and the stalker film and the target. Keep watching, I'll show you me heading back to the car. Keep watching.
Was he taking a picture there? I'm not too sure. I wasn't looking that way. Saw it the last second. Don't know if he was, but through editing, I'll take a look. All right, 40 minutes to an hour later. See what assignments they got for me. Yeah, so 40 minutes to an hour later, maybe close to an hour. Pretty cold. Oh yeah, he's out of his car now. That's a stalker. You believe this shit? Look at this. Yeah, he's taking a look at me now while he's doing his shoot, right? All right. Any stalkers in that car there? No, I think he's out of the car. But you can see this here. Nice. All right, close to an hour later. You can see this here, now he's out of his car. Ah, you love life, yeah.
All right, so you can see the handler that's parked behind the target. An hour later, he gets out of his car, just letting the target know that his assignment's done. He's going to walk off. But I don't know if anyone's in that white car like you saw when I drove in. Keep watching.
This is about the timing, right? It's all about the timing. Have another quick look. Anyone in this car here? Yeah, he's still in it. His car's on now. His car's on now. He's still in it. I don't know if you're going to see it. No, he's had another quick look now. There you go, from behind. There you go. This is a stalker. I want to catch this cunt's face. I've been waiting there the whole fucking time for an hour. Look at this shit. I'll go behind him, right? look where he's going. Look where he's going. Look where he's going. You can see where he was parked, and now he's heading to where the shops are, where you can just walk in. You can see he's here, right? Now he stops. Oh, you gotta love life. You can see where he was parked there for an hour. He was in the car the whole time waiting for the target and then drives close to where the entrance is, right? You'll love it. And you've seen these tactics being played plenty of times, all right, in the last 5 years of me showing you the targeting.
All right, so you can see the stalker that was waiting for the target to start driving, so then he'll follow from behind. And you can see what I did waiting for him to go in front of me. And you can see what he did. He drove to where the shops are, right, to where the entrance is, right? So you can see the assignments being done and how obvious they make it to let the target know he's on watch, waiting for the target for a whole hour. And I'm on this website here, and this is the company that guy works for, the guy that was waiting for me to start driving. Then he started following from behind, that white car. And you can see, right, building the future, right? More like building your own prisons, right? You can see this here. This is the company he works for, right? You can see this here. I'm going a bit down, all right? Your future, your home, right? All right, you can see this here. All right, this is the company he works for. And they use all corporations, all right? They control everyone. Everyone's involved, right? Start waking up to my work. All right, you can see this here. All right, guys. You can see the evidence, how clear and obvious. All right, they make it to let the target know he's on watch, and I've shown you constantly all the assignments they do for the last 5 years of me showing you the targeting, right? All right, so yeah, this is where I'm going to end it, showing you my targeting, like always. Keep them watching. Government stage, false flag hoaxes, crisis actors, gun grab. Keep watching.
And she loved being a big sister. You have a three-year-old son named Zane.
We have a three-year-old son named Zane.
I'm a fourth grader also.
I don't know what to do, man. I just... She didn't deserve that.
No.
She didn't.
No, she didn't.
We never... The first time my girl said yes to tell them to go to the park.
I don't know what to do, man. I just...
I just need him. I just need my daughter.
I just want my baby home. I don't care. I don't care about anything else. I don't care about... This always happens in a small town. Nobody expects anything bad to happen, and then it happens, and everybody wants to make changes to prevent it from happening, and then it dies down a little bit, and then it happens again, and then we're just, it's a cycle.
So let's talk about authenticity and a tactic that the elite have to use.
Okay,
I just want to make sure we have the whole...
Magdalena Rodriguez, yeah.
Okay. And she was 10 years old.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so tell me about her.
Well, all the words in the world can't describe Maite.
Okay, so tell me about her. Okay, so tell me about her.
They must use this tactic, which is, as much as possible, just reminisce, just smile, just remember your child. You know, forget that you're going through heart-wrenching grief at that moment. You know, your child died 2 days ago. That's okay, man. Just smile.
She's loving. She was brave, courageous, intelligent.
They like to goof around. She like to be goofy. Like to bake cakes and cookies.
Sometimes kids kind of talk back to you and you're like, well, great. She was right.
Probably would have made a good lawyer, right?
Yeah, she wanted to be a lawyer.
And why do they do that? Why do they make that choice? See, I have an acting background, so I understand about emotional choices. You know, I was told never fake an emotion. So if you can smile, put that into the line. Go with that. So that's why they smile. That's why they go into this weird reminiscing, is because A, they're giving them an emotional break during the interview. B, it's such an easier emotion to fake.
And I started thinking about the 19 parents that weren't going to get to send their kids off to school anymore.
It's physiologically almost impossible to actually produce tears if you don't have the emotional connection. And vice versa, if the real gut-wrenching emotion is there, like it would be with these parents and family members, it's nearly impossible to hold back the tears. If it's not real, and that's why we're not seeing a single tear roll down their cheeks.
And they had a little snow cone vendor, you know, so they did an online snow cone thing.
So what is the bubble? The bubble is crucial to understand how the operation is pulled off. And essentially your school is the bubble. And within that is the classroom. Most people are outside of it. You have the lone hero in the narrative.
I just know I got there as fast as I could.
What did you see in here when you arrived?
Just chaos. Chaos. Everyone was trying to get to the school. People were trying to get everything situated. I was just trying to get towards my wife's room and my daughter's room.
A determined mother who the police seemed to allow to enter the school.
Give me your vest. Somebody give me a vest. Something. I started paying attention to how far the shots were being, so that I knew the shooter was all the way still by my first son's class. So when I went to my second son's door, the teacher didn't want to open the door for me. So that's when they started escorting me out. And as I see that they're opening my son's door, I go run for my son and I get him.
With both of her kids out safe, Gomez still can't shake the thought of those who didn't make it.
They could have saved many more lives. They could have gone into that classroom and maybe two or three would have been gone, but they could have saved the whole class. They could have done something, gone through the window, sniped them through the window. I mean, something, but nothing was being done. If anything, they were being more aggressive on us parents.
The other thing that you get out of this story is just how sort of disorganized everything mm-hmm. was in terms of the police response there, that she was able to run in even after being told not to.
You couldn't even get close to there. There was just so many law enforcement and everything else.
You have a few key players that control access to the bubble and fantastical improbabilities like the bullet-grazed hat. Who gets to thrive within the bubble? The parents and the family members. They are the emotional glue that holds the narrative together, while the truth movement simply spins its wheels arguing over gun control instead of calling it out for the hoax it is. There is a video that came out. You've probably all seen it by now, of the parents going absolutely ballistic, trying to get the police not to stand down. This video to me is 100% real. This perfectly illustrates what I've been talking about. And as my friend explained, the barricaded scenario allowed for the justification for the stand down. Maybe not in the eyes of the parents, but think about it, the barricaded situation allows for the stand down. And the stand down is crucial to maintain the integrity of the narrative. So how do you protect the false narrative? You divert the narrative. You make it all about the police stand down. You get everyone irate about that. And no one's thinking about the crisis actors. And nobody's thinking that it's staged.
But we do know from DPS it was approximately 1 hour from the time police encountered the shooter to the time he was killed.
That long, I think that's terrible. They should have done something.
They saw the gunman enter a joint classroom through two open doors, but instead of pursuing,
they don't make entry initially because of the gunfire they're receiving.
Y'all need to go in, y'all need to go do your jobs.
We need equipment, we need specialty equipment.
For the benefit of hindsight, where I'm sitting now, then of course it was not the right decision. It was the wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that.
We need equipment. We need specialty equipment.